Many shark populations off the Atlantic coast have declined dramatically over the past 15 years. Deep sea shark populations are reportedly half the size they were in the mid-1980s, and a few species have declined even more. Researchers writing in the journal Science say this decline could harm the entire marine food chain. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Scientists have never put much effort into tracking shark populations, and that's especially true of sharks like the hammerhead, great white, and blue sharks, which are not fished commercially. But researchers in Halifax, Nova Scotia, realized that they could get a glimpse of shark population trends by cataloging the sharks that were caught on lines placed far out in the ocean and intended to snag tuna and swordfish. Graduate student Julia Baum at Dalhousie University took on the project.
What's new about our study is that we're able to look at a wide range of species and over a really vast geographic area. And what we found was that for all the species we looked at, with the exception of mako sharks, they've all declined by over 50% in the past 8 to 15 years.
Some shark populations collapsed even more dramatically.
The one that stands out the most is the hammerhead sharks. We're estimating that they've declined 89% since 1986. The thresher sharks were estimating a decline of about 80% since 1986, so these are really large declines.
Most of the shark species studied in the paper are not being fished for out in the deep sea. They're cut off the lines and released, dead or alive. But the study still feeds into a big fight over sharks that are caught for their meat. That fishery in the Atlantic is regulated with seasonal limits. Russell Hudson from Directed Shark Fishery Incorporated sued the government to get an increase in the shark quota. He disputes the contention that shark populations are collapsing, saying that shark studies are notoriously inaccurate.
They used to say that black tip and stuff was going extinct as of 98. Then they turned around in 2002 and realized that the population's robust enough to increase the quota.
But shark fishing isn't very selective, so as the shark fishermen go to get the black tip shark and other coastal species, they will inevitably catch some of the species that are in decline. Sonia Fordham from an environmental group called the Ocean Conservancy says there are reasons rooted in biology for fishing regulators to be more cautious about protecting sharks.
Sharks typically, they grow slowly, they mature late, they produce a small number of young. Some species are so high in the food chain that they're naturally rare to begin with. We need to be very cautious because management mistakes with sharks can take decades to repair.
And things have been happening very quickly with sharks. 15 or 20 years ago, federal fisheries managers were actively encouraging fishermen to go after sharks as an untapped resource. Now they acknowledge that some shark species are overfished. The latest analysis will give them even more to think about. Up in Halifax, Julia Baum says the situation, while serious, is not yet desperate.
I don't think any of these species are immediately threatened with extinction. One of the reasons is that they're so wide-ranging. So these species are found in many different oceans in the world. So what I'm more concerned about is the immediate threat of extirpation or losing these species or the populations of them in this area. And I think that's a fairly real threat right now.
Sharks may be more feared than loved, but as top predators, they play an important role in the ocean's food chain. Top predators control the population of other predators, which in turn influence the abundance of smaller fish. So Baum says, for the health of marine life, regulators need to get this one right. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.